AP News for this Saturday, March 2nd, I'm Jackie Quinn. More victories on the table for Donald Trump.
We've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
He's won the Missouri caucuses today and has added to his delegate lead with Michigan's allocations. And there's voting in Idaho as well. The former president's campaigning in North Carolina ahead of Super Tuesday, making recent crimes committed by migrants illegally in the U.S. a focal point.
If Joe Biden's illegal alien migrants do not go back to their countries, we will never get our country back.
Rival Nikki Haley's also in North Carolina, saying she's the only candidate focusing on what American households are worried about.
No one is talking about the debt. No one's talking about how tough things are out there. You feel it. Your paycheck doesn't go as far.
In Washington, sources say Israel's essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire, which would lead to more hostage releases. Now it's up to Hamas. And U.S. forces conducted an airdrop food into Gaza. The Sierra Nevada blizzard is described as being about as bad as it gets. Several feet of snow have already fallen, and it could be 12 feet before it's over. Thousands of customers lost electricity in California and Nevada. A 100-mile stretch of Interstate 80 is closed to traffic. It's fire in the Texas Panhandle. Mike Broad, a section chief for the Texas A&M crew, fighting the deadly Smokehouse Creek fire.
Prioritizing our suppression efforts on the areas of the highest concern.
A funeral service for the 11-year-old Texas girl, Audrey Cunningham, reported missing last month and found dead in a river.
The angels lead you into paradise, Audrey.
This is AP News. Concerns about Pope Francis's health.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute.
Immagine e somiglianza di Dio.
This week, Pope Francis asked an aide to read a speech aloud for him, raising further concerns over his health. In addition to knee trouble and recent illnesses, the Argentine Pope had part of one lung removed as a young man because of a respiratory infection. And in 2021, he had a chunk of his colon removed because of an intestinal inflammation. A Spanish bishop has rebuked comments made by some priests on a weekly internet program, wishing Pope Francis may die as soon as possible. The Archbishopric of Toledo warned that it may take corrective measures. The statement referred to an online program from a conservative-leaning priestly gathering called the Sacristy of the Vendée. Two priests spoke of praying for the Pope to go to heaven as soon as possible. In tweets Wednesday on their X platform account, the group said it was sorry and that the remarks were not serious. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.